Police departments around the country are buying surveillance technology to track people's phones, and this is a controversial practice. When the police in Boston started this program, they tapped into a hidden pot of money that kept the purchase out of the public eye. That is according to a new investigation from WBUR and ProPublica. It found that Boston police used money seized from suspects, a practice called federal asset forfeiture. WBUR Investigations editor Christine Wilmson joins us now for more. Her work is supported by the Pulitzer Center. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what is this surveillance technology and what can it do?
So this equipment is called a cell site simulator. It's also known as a stingray, and police use it during like major big criminal investigations, also when they're trying to locate a missing person. The device is almost the size of like a briefcase, and it fits in an SUV. And what happens is it sends out a signal to your cell phone and everybody else's, and it pretends to be a commercial cell tower. And then it tricks the phones into connecting with it. The device is able to track real time and capture other identifying information from the cell phones around it. It can even pinpoint someone's location down to like a hotel room or a room in a house. And that's why it's so controversial, Scott, because not only can it scoop up information from the target that they're wanting to ascertain information from, but also people everywhere around it.
So the police department is using this. Do we know what other kinds of organizations use this technology?
Well, this originally was kind of a military intelligence tool that was used. And then federal agencies, ICE, FBI started using it. And then there was a question of like how many of these are out there. And there was a congressional oversight committee that did a report in 2014, and they found 434 of these devices just at the federal level. And then the ACLU tried to determine, you know, how many were in local police departments and state police, and they found another 75 of them just a few years ago.
So what are the broader rules and regulations for, you know, what's allowed as far as using this technology?
It's literally all over the map, Scott, because federal, state, local, everybody's trying to get a handle on this. It's quite controversial. Right now, there's a bipartisan bill in Congress. It's called the Cell Site Simulator Warrant Act of 2021. And it's supposed to require law enforcement at all levels get a warrant, except for emergency cases. It would also require federal agencies to actually report annually how they use it. And then it's unclear within each police department, right, what those written rules are. When we asked Boston what their written rules were on their use, the police spokesman said they had none.
Now, another big part of your story is the money for this. The Boston Police Department bought this technology with money from what's called civil asset forfeitures. Can you explain this?
So civil asset forfeitures, it's something that most people haven't heard of. Really, what it does is it allows police to seize and keep money and property even that's suspected in a crime. And it's typically drug-connected crimes.
So they get to hold it.
They get to hold it. And then if that person wants that money, they have to fight them in court. But most people can't afford an attorney. And some people don't even know that they have that right to fight to get it back. So basically, it stays in the police hands and the district attorney's hands. And then really, it's up to them how they decide to spend it.
So how much money does the Boston Police Department collect this way? And, you know, who really knows about this and can see it as far as the money being there and the police department using it in a certain way?
We found there really is no public accounting of it. And the Boston police, what they spend, what they take in, nobody really knows. We do know it's millions of dollars. And even the city council is out of the loop. We asked a city councilor, Ricardo Arroyo, about the purchase.
I couldn't even tell you, and I don't think anybody on the council can necessarily tell you how these individual purchases are made.
Scott, the only way we found out about it was filing a public records request. Many of the receipts were for items that you wouldn't be surprised about, forensic equipment, vehicles, body armor. But one transaction stood out, and that was for $627,000. And it was paid to a company out of North Carolina called Tactical Support Equipment.
So your investigation, I mean, it uncovers a lot of secrecy here about this Stingray equipment, about the money the Boston Police Department used to purchase it. Why isn't there more transparency and accountability here? So much of this is in the shadows.
Well, let me talk about the shadows first, because it really is hard to find this stuff. I mean, that one invoice that was the cell site simulator was actually described as a, quote, multi-channel, multi-band base station, end quote. Like, I don't even know what that is.
And, yeah, yeah.
You know, so we had to do a lot of digging, and it also wasn't even listed in the online checkbook for the city, where there's supposedly transparency in how departments spend their money. And, you know, the system, a lot of people say the system is really rife with conflicts of interest, because police confiscate the money and then they get to keep it and potentially spend it.
Christine Wilmson is investigations editor at WBUR in Boston. Christine, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.